This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News. You're listening to Community Radio WGRN 94.1. WCRS 98.3 and 102.1. My producer will be interviewing me today on many items of interest, I hope, to the listener. One is my run for prosecutor, Franklin County prosecutor.
Hello, this is Suzanne Patzer, and I am the producer of Bob's show, The Other Side of the News. Bob, this year you are running on the Green Party ticket for Franklin County prosecutor. Tell me about that.
Well, with the Black Lives Matter movement and my support for it and some limited work I've had on behalf of Black Lives Matter as an attorney, as well as spending nearly 3 years representing the NAACP with other attorneys and civil rights activists, hoping to create a civilian review board, is that I thought we ought to bring some of these issues into the public venue. So, with that in mind, I decided, under the slogan Black Lives Matter, to run for county prosecutor.
In the race, who will you be running against?
Well, for 20 years, you've had Ron O'Brien as the county prosecutor. I don't think he's been challenged in the last 16 years. And he's the Republican. And then, surprisingly, when I entered the race, O'Brien was the only one running, and he had been unopposed for 16 years. But the city council president, Zach Klein, decided to run for county prosecutor, which really is unprecedented that you would go from a position of Franklin, going to Franklin County prosecutor from the president of the Columbus City Council. Usually that's not the career trajectory of politicians.
Are you a bit flattered by this? Does it give you the idea that perhaps the Democrats thought you had a chance to win against Ron O'Brien if it had been a one-on-one race between you two?
No, I can't say I'm flattered. I'm more curious. The only thing I can think of is indictment insurance for Mayor Ginther and perhaps some of the other people that were on the council or the previous mayor. It really makes no sense, other than there's two corporate executives that are serving federal prison time, and there is a lobbyist, John Rayfield, who's doing prison time, all for bribing a public official. What's missing is the public official. So I think to some extent, well, not flattered that they'd run, but they knew that I had been pledging to find who this public official is who took the bribe from two different corporate executives arranged by the Democratic Party lobbyist, John Rayfield.
And you took a pledge to go ahead and prosecute that public official?
Well, I was intent on finding that public official. I was hoping Zach Klein would help. Hopefully, if he wins that office, he will not be hindering and acting as indictment insurance for his old Democratic friends on council or the former mayor or the current mayor.
What kind of credentials does somebody need to run for Franklin County prosecutor, and how do you stack up for that, and how do your two opponents stack up with that?
Well, you know, it's self-assessment is, in comparison with others, is often difficult. But number one, you need to be an attorney. So the basic minimum is being an attorney. Ron O'Brien is a traditional prosecutor. In fact, he won Prosecutor of the Year. He's been involved in a lot of felony trials. Remember, it's the Franklin County prosecutor that tries the felonies, not the misdemeanors that are over in the Franklin County Municipal Court. Those are handled by the city attorney. So there's other things that may be important. Zach Klein will stress his time at the Attorney General's office, although his opponent Ron O'Brien has put up all these billboards all over town and run commercials pointing out he's never been involved in any felony cases. I haven't tried a felony case. I've been involved in defending and representing clients who have been charged with felony, and I think I've been successful with that. But I think more importantly, we need to think of non-traditional county prosecutors. I believe it should be the job of the county prosecutor to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline, to shut off the prison industrial complex, to make sure that people, unless they're really violent and have to be segregated, which are a very small group of people, that in fact they shouldn't be prosecuted. I pledge not to prosecute anyone for drug possession. I feel the war on drugs is an absolute waste of time. I feel it's racist. I feel it's class-based, and it doesn't really get at the root cause. The major drug dealers, who are often connected with the CIA, the Cocaine Importing Agency, and many large businesses that really are front for drug trafficking. So I have a different approach. My approach is to do everything I can to nullify, as a prosecutor, and I have that power, to nullify people's felony arrest as a prosecutor, not to bring them to trial, but to get them into treatment, to work with nonprofits and faith-based organization to divert the office money into rehabilitation instead of prosecution.
So on the one hand, you are implying that our current prosecutor, Ron O'Brien, has been prosecuting a lot of people, maybe more low-level, low-income people, possibly drug addicts. He spends his time prosecuting them, but on the other hand, he hasn't prosecuted what could be termed white-collar criminals, such as the public official you mentioned involved in a Red Flex scandal.
Well, I don't want to characterize Ron O'Brien's record. I haven't studied in detail. I'm more concerned with prosecuting frackers, people that are poisoning our air and water. Those corporate types, I think, are far more dangerous to our community than are someone with a drug addiction who has a small amount of narcotics on them. So also, you know, who I would want to prosecute is people like, say, Secretary of State John Husted, if in any way he is tampering and purging people from the election rolls in the state. I am far more concerned with corruption and white-collar crime. You know, I'm not kind of a McGruff the crime dog, you know, let's go out and harass junkies. I'm more in the tradition of Michael Moore's Crackers, the corporate crime-fighting chicken. Let's go after the corporate thieves. Let's go after the polluters. Let's go after the bribers, the ones that are really destroying our society.
What are some of the other issues that you're interested in that made you want to run for Franklin County prosecutor?
Well, again, I believe the police force needs to be reined in. I think the Franklin County prosecutor, the natural tendency is to be very cozy with the police who you work with regularly in the FOP. What I would like to do is push for a civilian review board with subpoena power that investigates excessive use of force by the police. That's my perspective. I think that the police need to be held accountable. If they're shooting up neighborhoods, that could well be reckless endangerment. If they're causing the violence, or if in any way they're profiling, the prosecutor needs to speak out against those activities and hold the police accountable. I believe that the police force acts as an occupying army. Many of them don't even live in Franklin County. They live in adjoining more rural counties. They don't live in the neighborhoods that they police. I would like to speak out and advocate programs and urge the city that does the hiring there to hire people that actually live in the neighborhood. And I'd like to look closely at all the cases of excessive use of force by the police to make sure that everyone is held accountable under the law.
You mentioned the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. They always give an endorsement in every campaign, especially on the municipal level. Who are they endorsing in this campaign? I'm assuming it's not you.
They haven't contacted me, so it's kind of hard to endorse me if you don't talk with me. Actually, because they haven't endorsed me, I haven't paid attention. Do you know who they've endorsed? Well, the question is, you know, it's got to be one of the big two. I would bet that they would go with the incumbent prosecutor and not with Zach Klein, but I may very well be wrong. I was pleased that the educators, the Educational Association, the PAC, an organization that represents unionized teachers and professors, didn't in fact endorse. So I saw that as a positive sign.
What do you think that means?
It means that they don't want to get in the middle of a battle between Zach Klein and Ron O'Brien, and maybe they actually were aware of the fact that I started the union at Columbus State. And so in deference to one of their actual members president of that union, they decided to stay out.
Do you think a lot of people are aware that you are in this race or what's going on with this race here in the city?
Well, you know, since the first major prosecutor debate was from the Business Association of Business Women, I get their exact title, and they didn't invite me. I saw complaints from many business women saying, why didn't you invite the Green Party candidate, the only one that believes Black Lives Matter, the only one that wants a civilian review board, the only one that pledges to begin shutting down the largest prison industrial complex on earth. Look, we got 4% of the world's population. We're locking up a quarter of the world's people. We've got to stop it. We've used a racist and class-based drug war. Now, I was kept out of that debate, which the Dispatch wrote about. So I intend to be out there as much as possible at the candidates forward and to speak as directly as possible as I do on this show, The Other Side of the News.
Have you been invited to any other candidate forums?
Yeah, there's a whole slew, which is on my site, the Trachis for Prosecutor.
Fitrakis.org.
Oh, it's on now. Check that. Fitrakis.org, a new site which will tell you where to find me on the campaign trail. So come out, ask me some tough questions, ask the other prosecutors type questions. This could be a historic race nationally. Seldom in history will you get a candidate on the ballot, yes, on the ballot, not a write-in, who believes that Black Lives Matter, who believes that the police are too overzealous in shooting black people and roughing up black and minority people. very seldom will you get a candidate with a slogan that Black Lives Matter. This is ground zero. You can vote for me if you want to send the police a message to stop the killing, to stop the killings of the Tyree King, to stop the killing of Henry Green, to stop the killings in the past, Dante Miller, Edgar Hayes, the names we call out, Obi Shepherd. Send them a message. Vote for me. This is 94.1 WGRN and WCRS at 98.3 and 102.1, your community radio. I'm Dr. Bob Fitrakis.
Okay, this is The Other Side of the News, and this is Bob's producer interviewing him today about his prosecutor campaign, and we're going to turn the conversation now. He mentioned Tyree King. This is a young man who was killed just a block away from our studio right now, where we're sitting right now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this case?
Well, Tyree King, who was killed indeed one long block from where we're recording over on the east side, the Near East area. I mean, there's some interesting questions regarding this. There's been an independent coroner who said he was shot in the back while running away. The police story to me, as an attorney and someone who wishes to be a prosecutor, sounds bizarre at best. You know, suddenly a kid, 13 years old, 5'1", 100 pounds or so, is going to pull a BB gun from his waistband and point it at police, even though it indicates he was running away, not turning around, when he was shot. All of this coming from the word of a 19-year-old. How do we know it wasn't the 19-year-old? With the gun. So the stories, and this has happened in the past, particularly Edgar Hayes, two eyewitness said he was running and the police shot him in the back. But there's always, they always find a gun 50 feet away, 100 feet away. Dante Miller, you had white construction workers that said the guy was running. We saw no gun. Obi Shepherd, again another one, we thought there was a gun. Why are the police so active in shooting poor black people? Here's my notion of equal protection. Would they have shot a 13-year-old kid in Upper Arlington who was running away? But they always want to justify what they're doing. And the Columbus Police Force, they'll tell you, there's a certain rhetoric. The chief was like, we have the best police force in the nation. That's her job. That's her rhetoric. But the reality is we have one of the worst. If you go online and search their numbers, out of the 100 major cities, we're the 16 worst. We're worse than Milwaukee, where there was a riot. We're worse than Baltimore, where there was a riot. Is the numbers are bad in Columbus. The Columbus police shoot a lot of black people. In 2011, the data came out the next year, 2012, per capita, that is per population, per person, we were number two in the nation, just behind Las Vegas. We shot about the same amount of people as New York City, even though New York City has 10 times as many people, 8 million instead of 800,000. So when you hear their rhetoric about how good they are, realize the police chief is lying. She is distorting the evidence. They're cooking the books. They're playing around with rubber numbers, and they ought to stop it because no real change will come. And the city council, including Zach Klein, what the hell's Zach Klein thinking? He's on the city council. Now, how's he going to promise to end these problems with the police shooting when he's not spoken up as the city council president? What he's interested in doing is placating the FOP. So we need to stick to the facts. We need to look the data up. Columbus is awful. It's shooting too many black people.
And there was also the recent killing of Henry Green in June this summer, and there were some very disturbing details that came out about that case. Do you want to tell us about that as well?
Well, Henry Green, you know, they said he was brandishing a rifle. This is an open carry state. I've been at the State House and seen dozens upon dozens of white people openly carrying AKs and, of course, various versions of civilian U.S. military rifles as well, M16s, M14s, M4s. So, why isn't it an open carry in a black neighborhood? Henry Green had no record, and he was approached by two undercover cops, what on the street they often call the jump-out boys. So they're undercover. They show up. They run on up on him. He may have attempted to defend himself, but what we do know is they killed him, even though there's no proof as of yet he was violating any law. They shot everywhere. They shot him. They shot up the neighborhood. Why weren't they charged with reckless endangerment, if not manslaughter, for what went down? I believe these jump-out units, these white guys acting as bait in high crime areas, are actually more of a threat to the neighborhood and more dangerous than anything that's going on in the neighborhood. So we need to look very closely into the death of Henry Green. We need to reopen the shooting of O.B. Shepherd. There needs to be justice for Edgar Hayes, shot in the back, Dante Miller. There's a variety of these shootings that the police get to investigate themselves. We need independent prosecutor brought in who doesn't have a cozy relation with the FOP. That's what we need to do, and we need a civilian review board with real subpoena power, elected from the neighborhoods, not appointed by the city council.
And in addition to these shootings in Columbus, there was the two recent killings around the country, one of which one of the police officers did get indicted for. And what I notice when I see these reports is that after they go through their stories about the person had a gun, we were under threat, when the video comes to light and it's proven that the person that they shot did not brandish a gun, that's the only time police officers are indicted. Have there ever been any indictments of police officers for shootings or killings in Columbus?
Well, I don't know the whole history of the county, but Ron O'Brien admits that no police have ever been indicted for shooting anyone in Franklin County. A long, long time ago, there was a cop who was indicted for excessive force and beating up a wrestler at Columbus State, but that was in the early 1990s, and that was a black wrestler. Aletha Wall was his name, but I know of nobody who was shot, despite eyewitnesses saying they weren't a threat and they were running away, that's ever been indicted in recent memory since the 1990s in Franklin County.
And what could you do about that while you're a prosecutor? Would it be, do you think the solution is body cams or just making sure that the cameras that are around in the neighborhood, that those tapes don't get confiscated or quote-unquote lost in some way? I mean, there had to have been some video taken of the area that Tyree King was shot. Why haven't we seen that video?
It's interesting. I know. I have confirmed that they did take the video from the Red Cross cameras. The Red Cross has parking lots in that area, so I know the police have been active. I hope all of that, once they take it for an investigation, once they wrap up and I suspect come up with their standard conclusion that the officer, you know, was in dire fear and felt a great threat on his life, I'd like to see the cameras. I don't believe that Tyree King pulled a BB gun from his waistband and turned back. I think he was running and they shot him in the back, and that what they're doing is justifying it after the fact. And I would hope that the 19-year-old they're holding, who's young, would resist the pressure from the police, because it's intense. Because it's not just a problem with the police investigating the police, it's a problem of the police intimidating eyewitnesses and trying to get them to change their story to let the police officer, their brother in blue, off the hook.
There have been some attempts by the churches and community leaders to try to make sure that everybody in Columbus stays calm about the Tyree King killing, the Henry Green killing. And I know that you were attended one of these sessions at the Seventh-day Adventist Church close to the site of his murder. So what did you think about that event?
Well, you know, why should people be calm? If police, if there's evidence suggesting that police are murdering, black kids, then people should be the exact opposite of calm. They should be upset. They should be confrontational. And I don't mean violent. I mean they need to get in the face of public officials, the police, and they need to directly challenge the distortion and the lies that are being told by the top ranks of the police department and the safety department. There's a certain amount of contempt, I think, for the black and poor communities when people get shot. Well, it was good that they came out, but, this is a time for people to agitate for change, not to calm down. Again, I'm telling you, a 13-year-old with a BB gun would not have been shot with or without the BB gun, and no 13-year-old running away would have been shot in Upper Arlington.
So in our final couple minutes here, what is the final suggestion or statement would like to give our listeners about what you would do as prosecutor to try to alleviate these problems?
You have a choice for prosecutors. You have a prosecutor that believes black lives matter. Many people will say, well, maybe I should vote for the guy on city council, the city council president that's never really spoken up for Black Lives Matter, who has, in fact, threatened to arrest people that applaud at city council, who was a lifelong Republican, a right-wing Republican, Mr. Zach Klein, prior to applying for city council. Maybe I'll vote for him. You don't have to vote in a compromised manner. If you believe that black lives matter, you can vote for Bob Fitrakis. If you believe in independent prosecutors that will look into the case, if you believe that we should be advocating a civilian review board with subpoena power, if you believe our police should have high IQs and know the U.S. Constitution, and those should be policies advocated by the prosecutor, if you believe we should end this bogus war on drug, dismantle the prison, school-to-prison pipeline and the prison-industrial complex, you've got a choice this year. Send them a message nationally and locally. Bob Fitrakis is running as a Green on the ballot for prosecutor. Stand up. Black Lives Matter.
So you can go to fitrakis.org to see Bob's stance on issues and what campaign events he has coming up. And you can see his Facebook page, which is Bob Fitrakis for Franklin County Prosecutor.
Thank you. I appreciate the interview.